Robert Indiana, the artist who created the iconic image of the word love, died on Saturday at his home in Vinyl Haven at the age of 89. Indiana is being celebrated for his bold renderings of words and numbers, but there are lingering questions about the final years of his life. The day before he died, an art foundation filed a lawsuit alleging that Indiana's caretaker and a New York art publisher isolated and exploited the artist. Patty White has more.
If you don't know the name Robert Indiana, chances are you still know his work, says Michael Komenecki, the chief curator at the Farnsworth Art Museum in Rockland. At least Indiana's most famous work, the word love, with stacked letters and a tilted O.
It was also a work of art that became known literally worldwide, in part because 330 million United States postage stamps with that image were printed in 1973.
Sculptures of love can also be found across the globe. Jessica May, chief curator of the Portland Museum of Art, says it's a piece of art that endures, in part because of its boldness.
It feels familiar. It feels American. And it's sort of jaunty. And I think of it as a tremendously kind of cheerful image. It's one that has given people pleasure literally for decades.
Indiana is considered one of the forerunners of the American pop art movement, though pop art was not a label Indiana was fond of. Suzette McAvoy, director at the Center for Maine Contemporary Art, says Indiana called himself a sign painter.
And in many ways, that's what he is. He gave us signs of hope, love, eat, hug, and die, these very universal human conditions that really tie all of us together.
Turning those words into pieces of art is part of what made Indiana unique, McAvoy says.
I mean, the words become the image.
Words that were often autobiographical, says Komenecki of the Farnsworth, where Indiana's Eat sculpture from the 1964 World Fair is mounted to the roof. Komenecki says Indiana's inspiration came from a memory of his mother. While he was serving in the Air Force in Alaska, he got word she was dying and rushed home to the Midwest to see her.
And she awoke, as Bob described it, from her coma-like state, looked at him, and said, "Do you need anything to eat?" A mother's love was the first thing that she expressed while on her deathbed, and those were the last words that she ever spoke to him before she died.
After growing to fame in New York in the 60s, Indiana decided to move to Maine in the late 70s and settled into a stately Oddfellows Hall on the mid-coast island of Vinyl Haven. Kathleen Rogers of Ellsworth, who became his publicist and friend, says Indiana was a recluse who could be hard on the people around him. But she says he was also loyal, kind, and generous.
He probably had the best sense of humor of anyone I'd ever known.
But Rogers started to get concerned about Indiana in 2015. She says she came to Vinyl Haven for one of her several annual visits, but was rebuffed by Indiana's assistant.
Before long, you couldn't get him on the phone. Nobody would respond to emails. His voicemail would go straight to his studio assistant's phone. Something wasn't right.
Rogers says she heard about similar experiences from Indiana's friends. Last February, she called Maine's Department of Health and Human Services to report her concerns. DHHS didn't respond to a request for comment for this story on whether it opened an investigation. But the question of whether Indiana was isolated in his final years is now the subject of a lawsuit. Morgan Art Foundation, which holds the rights to some of Indiana's works, alleges the artist was isolated and exploited by his caretaker and a New York art publisher. The lawsuit alleges the two individuals have made millions from forged artwork. Indiana's attorney Jim Brannon declined to comment on the lawsuit so soon after the artist's death.
He died at his home, just as he wanted to, and he did die of respiratory failure late in the afternoon on Saturday.
Kathleen Rogers says she'll remember Indiana not only as an artist, but a poet who said a lot with few words. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.